Australian Dr. Richard Scollier, known for his pioneering research on melanoma, remains cancer-free a year after undergoing a world-first treatment for glioblastoma. Glioblastoma is an aggressive form of brain cancer with a low survival rate. However, Scollier's latest MRI scan showed no recurrence of the tumor. Scollier, along with his colleague Georgina Long, was named Australian of the Year for their groundbreaking work on melanoma. Their research on immunotherapy has significantly improved outcomes for advanced melanoma patients, with half now essentially cured. Scollier is now receiving the same immunotherapy treatment in the hope of finding a cure for his brain cancer. The treatment involves a combination of drugs administered before surgery to remove the tumor. Scollier is also the first patient to receive a personalized vaccine that enhances the cancer-detecting abilities of the drugs. Although he faced challenges during the initial months of treatment, including seizures and other health issues, Scollier is now feeling healthier and is back to exercising daily. While he acknowledges that his brain cancer is not cured, he is grateful for the extra time he has to enjoy life with his family. The results of Scollier's treatment have generated excitement in the medical community, as they may lead to a discovery that could benefit the thousands of people diagnosed with brain cancer each year. Scollier and Long hope that their experimental treatment will prolong Scollier's life and eventually lead to clinical trials for glioblastoma patients. However, they emphasize that they are still far from developing an approved and regulated course of treatment. They are currently awaiting the review of a scientific paper detailing the initial results of Scollier's treatment. While Scollier's prognosis was initially considered grim, his earlier results have been encouraging. However, doctors caution that more time is needed to determine the long-term effectiveness of the treatment. Scollier is proud of the data his treatment has generated and is grateful to his family and medical team for supporting this experimental approach. He believes that this direction is worth further investigation and provides hope for future patients.